Number 260. Number 260.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you. Genesis 3 be a good place to start?
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that, whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesyings. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
Verses, brethren, that the Lord is not coming for us as a thief. Verse 4, ye brethren are not in darkness that that day should overtake you as a thief. You're all children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. So the exhortation to us is to watch, in contrast with sleeping. Being sober, in contrast with being under the influence. Not necessarily of alcohol, but you can be under the influence of business. You can be under the influence of sports or music. And so, brethren, it's anything that dulls our sensitivity as to what is becoming to the Lord in view of his coming at any moment. Watch and be sober.
For the day in verse 3, is that Israel trusting in their covenant of peace, or is it broader than that?
That
they help us distinguish the fact that it is not about you and I as believers. The Lord used that specifically. If you notice the word earlier on, the we and the us are going to be rapture out of this scene, and now when he talk about he's going to come as a thief in the night, That's the first place in verse 3, for when they, here I don't think it speaks to any group in particular, but anyone who is outside from being raptured into the sea. So for they, and it's a comfort for us to know. So if someone said, oh, how do you know the rapture or the coming is not for Christians? Because the Lord would not have used the word they. And then another place further down, it tells us too that we're not in darkness. I do not believe anywhere in Scripture that would say that we are children of darkness. We're children of light. We walk in the light as He is in the light. And that's very important. Because the problem we have in this world today is not just the fact they walk in darkness. You have some that have some light shine onto them, but they don't do everything as what the Word of God would have them to do. So today they might say, well, I didn't lie to you. Yeah, but you didn't tell me the whole truth neither. You tell me part of a truth in order to lead me into thinking that what you said is the truth. That really is still being deceitful, and that's the children of darkness, aren't they? They don't come outrightly to lie to you. And it's a habit that is so easy for us to get involved and say, no, I didn't lie, but you didn't tell the truth. Now, I remember it may be simple with children. I remember the story of children told, don't touch the cookie jar. Mom and Dad come home, cookie jar is empty. So I told you not to touch the cookie jar. And the child might say, I didn't touch it. Well, how come it's empty? Well, I used a tong to take it out, but I didn't touch it. That's the result of this world. And we get influenced easily by something like that.
World could say, good, now we don't have him to bother us. And in that way, from that point on, it became Satan's world. And the lie of Satan is, they say, peace and safety. There's anything but peace and safety in the world today, but nonetheless, the whole system set up at this present time is the characteristic of following Satan's lies and the hopes that he puts before man, including the falseness, but still the statement, peace and safety. And so they shall say, that is, the man of the world who is under Satan's power repeats the message that he has from his God, Satan, and he says to the saints here who are young new believers, but and almost he could say, but of course you know that when the Lord comes, this is going to be the end of that idea of things. It'll come suddenly, unexpectedly to the world when the Lord comes and takes the world under his own control. And so the point then for the believer is, you know you're not part of all that, but in contrast, you're children of light in a dark world. And your place is to shine wherever you are as children of light in a world that is dark under Satan's work and power, and we are to walk not according to the present set, but we're to walk as it will be in this world in the character of when there'll be day when the Lord Jesus comes and set up the kingdom. It'll be a day then, and there'll be a lifestyle which is suited to that character of that day, and we ourselves should be walking in a character that we wouldn't have to change our lifestyle if we were here on earth and not taken to heaven, but we were here on earth and the Lord came and set up the kingdom,
And our lifestyle, if it's right now, as children of day, would continue with the same character as it has now. The difficulty then is, verse 6, let's not sleep. Don't let yourself go to sleep. You're of the day, but there's a danger of, because it's nighttime, to fall into that character of what's done at night and, as it were, not realize what you are as a child of day. And so he says, stay awake and watch. Pretty practical way of saying it, but if the Lord Jesus moved in to the house next door where you live, would anything in your lifestyle have to change?
Change based on what's around us. Pick up the verse, going back to verse 2 in regard to peace and safety. I'm not speaking in alternative, so saying this, we living in here in North America, this term is, we take it for granted. We have peace, we have safety, we have, well, especially for you folks in America here, freedom. That's a big word there. Right, Josh is smiling. Just north of you in the state of Vermont, they even have on the license plate, live free or die. So they're quite serious about that. So, but here, we as Canadian looking at you folks and say, boy, within 100 days or so, everything seems to change. Now, I know there are different opinions here, depending on which side of the government you support. But you see, we see a lot of changes on your behalf. We see a lot in fact, even before the 100 days was over. Now, on the way here, when we crossed the border on the 4th of July day, normally if we cross the border on that morning, we expect a half hour to an hour lineup crossing the border. Well, when we got there at, I don't know what it was, 10 o'clock or so, there were no cars in front of us. That tells you change. Peace? Okay, I'm not going to stress too much. You know where I'm coming from. Now, if you think further about that, when are all this trouble going to happen? Tribulation, we mentioned that last week, begins with that pact, that covenant made. When would that be? I don't think it's too far off. And then there's exactly 7 years. That's it. Really more so, 3.5 years into 7 is when all these terrible events are going to come. And toward the end of the 7 years is when the Lord is going to execute his judgment. So 7 years. From, we don't know when, could it be from this afternoon? You know, I got to borrow, Brother Bob used to say that phrase, he said, it's only maybe 7 years plus a bit. That's how far, how close we are to the end time, as if it were. So, how are we to walk? This is what I believe this chapter is telling us. Do we just sit and go, boy, oh boy. So, it's only a few years left. I think I can relax now. Is that what this is saying? I don't believe so. With the little time that is left on this earth, the Lord still wants you and I to be a testimony for his namesake. That's why we're told to be sober, vigilant. Would you be a testimony for his namesake?
This world seeks peace or likes peace.
Y hay muchos que quieren tener el premio Nobel de la paz.
and many won the Nobel Prize of Peace.
Y el mundo lucha contra las guerras y contra todo lo que los sufrimientos de este mundo.
And the world battles against wars and the sufferings of this world.
Pero no quieren saber nada de Cristo.
But they want nothing of Christ.
Vemos unos versículos en los Hechos.
We see some verses in Acts.
Capítulo 4.
Chapter 4.
Versículo 25 al 28.
Verse 25 to 28. Acts 4:25. Who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom those that has anointed, whom thou has anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done.
Esta paz pudo haber llegado si Israel no hubiera desechado al Mesías.
The path could have come if Israel did not reject the Messiah.
Pero por cuanto se desechó al Mesías, el mundo está como está ahora.
But because they rejected the Messiah, the world is how it is now.
Y se busca la paz fuera de Cristo.
And they seek peace outside of Christ.
El hombre quiere tener la paz, pero sin Dios.
Man wants to have peace without God.
Y no puede haber paz sin Dios.
And there cannot be peace without God.
Tenemos otro versículo también en Isaías, capítulo 57.
We have another verse in Isaiah, chapter 57.
Versículo 20 y 21.
Verse 20 and 21. Isaiah 57, verse 20 and 21. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked.
Por eso creo que tiene que ver con lo que dice aquí en otro capítulo en Primera Tesalonicenses.
That's why I think this has to do with our verse in First Thessalonians.
Cuando digan paz y seguridad tenemos.
When they say peace and security we have.
Entonces le vendrá destrucción.
And then destruction.
Porque la paz la va a poner o la va a traer Cristo cuando venga a establecer el reino sobre la tierra.
Because the peace the Lord Jesus is going to bring it when he comes to reign here on earth.
Para todos aquellos que hayan creído durante la gran tribulación, para ellos habrá paz.
For all those that believe during the great tribulation, for them there will be peace.
Pero habrá destrucción para aquellos que lo rechazaron.
But there will be destruction for those who have rejected him.
Look at the situation in the Middle East and the fact that Israel can't seem to have peace at all. And we know why, because they said when they were standing before Pilate, his blood be on us and on our children. How can they have peace? When that was their last statement, and they never have repented of that. But we got to remember that God has made an unconditional promise to Abraham. I will bless them that bless thee. I will curse them that curse thee. And that has been the truth of the matter. I do believe that's why the United States has been prospered the way they have, because of their stance towards Israel. Brethren, right now, Israel has a measure of security because the United States is backing them. But I've often wondered, brethren, and I just put this out to think about because it's a very delicate thing. And in my own estimation of things, if the rapture should take place this afternoon, the United States is not going to be there for Israel any longer. And you can imagine the consternation of that nation. They are going to look for peace and safety somewhere, somehow. Look at a verse in Isaiah 28, which describes the covenant that they are going to make with the Roman prince that signals the beginning of the last of Daniel's 70 weeks. Notice verse 14. Isaiah 28:14. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men that rule this people which is in Jerusalem. Because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death and with hell. We are in agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Oh, brethren, these things could take place at any time. And I do think it is of utmost importance that we are awake, brethren. We're living in the last times. Things could take a turn at any moment. Things are volatile in this world. And to me it is extremely interesting to see where we are. And that any time Israel is going to lose the backing of the United States, and then they will be a terrible consternation. Lord, help us to keep our bearings, brethren, in light of the scripture that we have.
Thinking during the tribulation period, there are going to be various battles going on. Yes, we know at the end the Lord's going to win, but I'm trying to connect that with peace or the lack of peace. Well, first of all, when they cast the Prince of Peace out of this world, we as men will never have peace without the Prince of Peace. There will be a number of armies that will be involved in that tribulation time. Remember, we're very close to it. We talk about the Roman beast, that 10 nation of confederations they will sign a pact with. That's an army there. And that one is that in the middle of the week, they will change. All of a sudden, the worship ceases. And you can go through that. There's lots to talk about on that. And then you have the army of the north. You know, they will come down, attack Israel, come all the way to the south. And there is another army called the army of the south. Now, to keep track of that properly, this north, south, really, you should use Israel as the center of reference. So Turkey, places like that, is north of Israel. That's the army of the north. It's the army of the south, perhaps Egypt and a few along that. So that three armies we spoke of already. Then you have the 10 Arab confederations. You can look up Psalm 83, and you can list and see all 10 nations. That they too will come in. But this will most likely after the sixth vial is unleashed, they will cross the Euphrates rivers. Then you have the army of Israel, and then you have the army of the Lord that will defeat them all. Now, with all these armies getting ready, each one think they're going to win, how much peace do we think we have? And then as if things can get worse after the Lord defeated all these, then the army from the far, far north, Gog and Magog, and perhaps even along with Iran, were coming in toward the end. So what kind of peace are we going to have? And by the way, it's interesting that today Iran is in a lot of the headlines. Iran, in Scripture, is Persia. Look through that. And you see that they were, throughout Scripture, being mentioned. Right? If you remember Abraham when he rescued Lot, who did he fight against? I think Elam, right? Elam, the king of Elam, that really is Iran. Iran, the Lord used them very differently. Who released the captives? The Jews were taken captives for 70 years. At the end of 70 years, it was the king of Persia, Cyrus was his name, an Iranian that set the captive free. But we now see the Iranians' constitution said, we don't want Israel to exist. It's right in the constitution. We want to drive them back into the sea. That's why they're so hostile. And whether we know what's going to happen today or tomorrow, which we don't, America, will we be there or not? We don't know. Probably not. But the Iranians, the Russians will be there to the very end. That's God's way. That's his schedule. That's his timetable.
Call to read Bruce Anstey's book, Future Events. Extremely helpful in getting a picture of what's coming. And it will help you to see things that are happening today in the light of Scripture. And so I encourage you to read that. When it was first published, we had it translated into Spanish. And I went through it meticulously before we published it to make sure it was in order. And I must say, brethren, I've got my understanding of the prophetic picture from other sources, not from Bruce Anstey. But when I went through that book, I was surprised how it went right down the line of the way I understand it. And he had probably a lot more detail than I would have had to put into it. But I just encourage you to get a picture of what's going on. We're living in the last times, and we need to be awake. Not a time for sleeping. Now, the Lord help us to be awake and sober, not under the influence of present things.
It is online. You can download a copy onto your cell phone from the BTP website. It makes it easier, and I still use that as a reference. If you don't know how, ask a teenager.
The rest of the chapter, brethren, because in verse 23 we have the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ mentioned, and it really relates more to the rapture, and there are some exhortations that go before that I find are very practical and very helpful, so that's why I suggested we read the rest of the chapter. I trust there will be time to at least touch on them. Before we go there, though, I want to mention verse 9 is one of the verses that is very clear on the fact that we will not go through the Great Tribulation. And I think it's good for you to have that in mind, because there are many believers, real believers, but they don't have these things clear. So just look at that. Verse 9, for God hath not appointed us to wrath. Great tribulation is the time of God's wrath on this world. It will be unparalleled. In the time of human history, the Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, when you see the abomination of desolation, stand in the holy place. And then he goes on to say, there will be great tribulation as was not from the beginning of the world, nor ever shall be. So we're living on the edge of these times, brethren. It's time to realize that. But at the same time, God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to be saved out of that day of tribulation. One of the verses that's very clear. I'd like to give you another verse that I think is extremely clear too, in Revelation chapter 3. And verse 10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, he's speaking to the church of Philadelphia, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. There is another verse that is very clear as to the fact that we real believers will not go through that great tribulation. It's interesting that in the seven churches, Sardis is addressed, and the Lord says to Sardis, "Behold, I come as a thief." I didn't think he was coming as a thief for us who are real believers. No, he won't. But there were those who made profession that were not real. And for those, he will come as a thief. Pretty serious to think about.
That is our same book. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 10. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, our deliverer from the wrath to come.
Our verse says in 6 and 7 of Thessalonians 4? Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, 6 and 7. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night.
Muchas veces pensamos que
many times we think that
por prestar atención a las cosas de este mundo,
because we pay attention to the things of this world,
viene el sueño,
comes the sleep,
espiritual,
the spiritual sleep.
Sí, es cierto, pero también hay otro peligro de perder de vista la venida del Señor.
And yes, that is true, but there's also another danger, and that is to lose sight of the coming of the Lord.
Porque muchas veces pensamos que el Señor va a tardar en venir.
Because many times we think that the Lord will take long to come.
Porque pensamos o queremos que las profecías estén cumpliendo ya.
Because we want the prophecies to be fulfilled now.
Pero sabemos que la última semana de Daniel, que profetizó Daniel,
but we know that the last week that Daniel prophesied of,
no tendrá cumplimiento hasta que la iglesia sea arrebatada.
It's not going to be fulfilled until the church is raptured.
Y quizás muchas veces pensamos, bueno,
and many times we think, well,
no va a venir pronto.
He's not coming soon.
Hay que trabajar duro para tener para el futuro.
We have to work hard so we can have for the future.
Y quizás nos involucramos en las cosas materiales.
And sometimes we get caught up in the material things.
Que en sí no son malas.
Which in and of itself it's not bad.
Pero cuando el problema está cuando perdemos de vista que el Señor va a venir, puede venir en cualquier momento.
The problem is when we lose sight that the Lord could come at any time.
Hay un versículo aquí que quisiera mostrar, quizás aplique a este pensamiento.
There's also a verse here that we'd like to show that applies to this thought.
En Mateo capítulo 24.
In Matthew chapter 24.
Versículo 46 al 50.
Verse 46 to 50. Matthew 24, verse 46 to 50. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. And if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken. The Lord of the servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of.
No necesariamente nos vamos a emborrachar de alcohol.
Not necessarily are we going to be drunken with alcohol.
Pero podemos emborracharnos con las cosas que este mundo ofrece, prestar atención a todo lo que este mundo ofrece.
But we can be drunken by the things that this world offers if we pay attention too much to the things that this world offers.
Yo me acuerdo que mi papá me contó una historia una vez.
I remember that my father told me a story one day.
Que cuando hubo la Revolución Mexicana,
that when the Mexican Revolution,
mi bisabuelo,
my great grandfather,
estaba en el ejército zapatista,
was on the foot, was a foot soldier.
Pero mi abuelo se embriagó a tal grado que no podía ni caminar.
But he was so drunken to a point that he could not walk.
Y le llegó el aviso que el gobierno, el ejército del gobierno iba para encontrarse con ellos.
And then a notice came that the army of the government was coming to unite with them.
Pero le dijeron a mi bisabuelo, pero mi bisabuelo estaba perdido.
And they told that to my great grandfather, but my great grandfather was lost.
Todos los demás huyeron.
Everybody else ran.
Pero él no pudo porque estaba embriagado y ahí llegó el gobierno y lo mató.
And everybody else ran, but he couldn't because he was drunken. And then the army came and killed him.
Entonces, un borracho está inconsciente.
You see, a drunken is unconscious.
No sabe lo que está ocurriendo a su alrededor.
Does not know what's happening around him.
Está expuesto a cualquier clase de peligro.
And it's exposed to any and all kinds of danger.
Entonces, la única manera de no emborracharnos es poner la mirada en Cristo, en que Él pronto va a venir por nosotros.
Therefore, the only way of us not being drunken is to put our sight on Jesus, that He is coming soon.
Y nos va a arrebatar para llevarnos, para estar con Él para siempre.
And then He will rapture us so that we could be with Him forever.
Hay un himno en español, no sé si en inglés sea la misma letra.
There's a hymn in Spanish, not sure if in English will be the
Pero
same
dice,
letter.
Fija tus ojos en Cristo.
But it says, set your sight on the Lord.
Y las cosas de este mundo se desharán.
And the things of